So it's completely new. By the time we get to the end of the Devonian, for the very first time in Earth history, animals and plants are living on land in a significant, permanent way. That's brand new. And a lot of open niches in that, waiting to be exploited.
Those new niches were the margins of this watery world. In the tangle of vegetation, limbs with fingers would have given tetrapods a unique advantage over fish.
I think we have to think of these fins or limbs or flims as something that would be used by the animal for moving through more complex environments like swamps or environments that where there may have been trees down in channels or just shallow water to pursue prey or to escape the guy who's trying to prey upon you.
And there was most definitely something from which to escape. Over and over again, Deschler and his team found evidence of a fish called Hyneria, a predator of terrifying proportions.
Hyneria is the most common lobe-finned fish at this site. It's also the biggest. It's probably 2 or 3 meters long. This is a single tooth from a large Hyneria, and these were carnivorous, obviously.